Oh, hey, friends. Welcome back to another week of It's Usually Black and White podcast with me, Sharita.
I'm me, Nicole. A.
Oh, hey, friend.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I just went to, took the day off. The kids are out of school today, but they had a master class. So Tina the musical is here in Omaha this week. And I went last night and it was a great show. I wanted to see it when it first came on Broadway, but obviously it always starts in New York and then to Chicago. So I didn't make it. So it's finally here. So I went to see it last night. Great show. But today, my kids' drama team, where they were invited to Tina Masterclass at the Holland. So
That's
that was
awesome.
cool. Yeah. So the teacher knows I'm super into this stuff. So he just said, hey, you want to come and chaperone, you know, so you can join in and be there and hang out. So I did. And I got to see my kids. So the people who are teaching the master class are the actual part of the actual cast. So it was really cool to see that and then to see my kid taking the class. And so you did cheerleading when you were in high school. I didn't. And everybody knows, like, I can't dance to save my life. I mean, I can do a little something, something when I've been drinking, but can't really dance. But it is insane how quick people, like dancers, get these routines, right? Because I'm sitting there just watching, and it's like one, two, three, four, like all these counts of eight. But for this particular, it was they were doing a dance to Disco Inferno by Tina Turner. And so obviously it's a super fast song. You know the song, don't you? Disco Inferno. So so it's super duper fast, but like so they were doing these counts of eight, but the first two counts of eight, you don't do anything. So in my head, I'm like, why is that even a thing? Like, let's just start when we're supposed to start. But obviously I'm not a dancer, so I don't get it. So with the first two counts of eight, you don't do anything, but on the third start of the count of eight, you like walk to the middle, you know, everybody walks in like from the sides of the stage and then they start the routine. But it was just so cool to watch. And I was getting lost in my head and I'm looking over at my kid and the rest of these kids and they got it. And I was just like, that is so insane to me. Like being on Broadway, being an actor, that thing has always been something I've always wanted to do, but one, I can't act, sing, or dance, so I'm a spectator.
All right.
But it's insane. Like, I now know, like, for real, not only was I not blessed with those talents, but, like, there's no way I could do, like, walk into a place, be like, here's the first part, here's the second part, here's the third part, let's do it. And they all did. It was probably a room of maybe 50, 60 high school kids. And they all look like they've been working on this show for 10 years. It was insane. And I know it's like the same thing with cheerleaders too. Like they're shown a routine and then you're just supposed to know it.
Right.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Usually like when you have a tryout, you've got about 3 days of practice and learning the routine. And then the fourth day is tryouts and there's dances in those routines.
Yeah, that's nuts. It was insane to watch and so cool to watch. I read somewhere that people who can do that are like it helps with academics and stuff. They're really smart because they have to grasp things so fast. And it's like part of like your right brain, your left brain type of thing that works together to produce the product. And it's like maybe that's what happened. I was born with like my left brain or something or my right brain because it's like I can't put any of that together. But like even with instruments, it's the same thing, right? Learning music and stuff. My kid self-taught herself the guitar, keyboard, you know, things like she took like a class here and there. She's tried different instruments, but then like came home and just taught herself how to play the guitar, taught herself how to, you know, it's just, I could never do anything like that. I can't keep things straight. And I also need to do something 100 times before I'm good at it. It's just crazy the different things that like make people tick or that people can grasp onto. And like, for instance, like your kid with sports, like you can't, you know, she was born that way, right? Like she's just been amazing. Yes, you do feed her and, you know, get her training to be better, but she's got natural born talent. Like, I can't just go play any sport I feel and be good at it. You know what I
Right.
mean?
Me
It's
either.
just, yeah, it's just crazy that these kids or people in general have these talents that they're just born with and they can just do these things. And I am of age, and what was I born with? What can I do, friend?
You read a lot.
Ooh, that's
That's a
amazing.
talent, girl, because I can't do that shit.
You can, you just don't want to. There's a difference.
No patience for it, girl. I'm gonna just wait for the movie.
Anywho,
Wait.
that's what I've been up to. So I
Well,
know
that's
that just took
awesome.
up a lot
I
of time,
always
but
tell your daughter once she becomes famous, she better not forget about me.
she would
What's
never.
when the show be on knocking at her door, like, I know her, let me in.
Same with your kid. Get me in all the games. I want all the good Christmas gifts from when you're making all this money because you're in a league somewhere.
Right.
Speaking
Yeah.
of which, I've got kind of a little story. I don't know these people, this person. I can't even remember the name, but my husband was telling me last night. So his cousin, who lives in Texas, she's like a huge, she used to play like college or high school basketball. She's a huge WNBA fan. And they were somewhere this weekend, her and her boyfriend, and they saw one of these amazing players from the WNBA. And she was by herself. There wasn't anybody around her. She was just living her best normal life, right? So his cousin is like in awe because that's like her player, her favorite person. Whoever this person is, she's like the best in the league right now. If you follow it, you know who she is. I just don't. It's not a sport. So she went up to her and was just like, "Hey, you know, I'm a fan. Can I have a pic?" And this said NBA player said, "I'm just trying to relax right now, sis." And just basically said, "Go away." How do you feel about that? Do you think that celebrities, or, you know, in their own right, whatever they are, like, do they get to behave that way? Or
Yeah, I mean,
do you think that they have any type of responsibility to fans?
she's a human who is an athlete, not a movie star. And sometimes, you know, athletes become famous, obviously, because they're great and they make good accomplishments and they're known for that and they become stars in that manner. But she's still a person and she probably gets that a lot. And she probably wants to relax. She's not obligated to take a picture with anybody because she's a great basketball player and people know who she is. And I would probably feel the same way. I don't always feel like talking to people either. And don't nobody really try to talk to me. So if I had somebody trying to get pictures everywhere I went all the time, she's allowed to say, not today. That's okay.
I feel that, but I also think, well, also a side note is my husband was talking about how the women's league is like underrated, and they're always talking about how like they don't have the same support that the NBA has, you know, and the fans aren't really there, and you know, like kind of have those complaints. But then you treat somebody who's like, oh my God, like, can I have a picture like that? Because, and maybe I didn't even say it like snotty enough, but like the way my husband said it, it felt really, really rude. And I guess that is just kind of, it could be like a personality thing too. And I know I'm not in the situation, but I can't ever see myself not taking a 5 second picture. You know, if you were like, hey, can I ask you some questions? Can I interview you? Nah, I'm busy. I'm relaxing right now. But like, take a picture. And then you complain about like not having fan support and stuff. Like for this particular person, I'm sure she goes to the game, she buys the merch, and now she's like, I don't even like her anymore. Like the way she treated me was so shitty as a human first, you know what I mean? Like I get it. I totally get where you're coming from. Maybe it was a bad day, or maybe she does get it all the time. I completely get that, but I also think that you kind of sign up for that when you are famous and out here and you want people to like you and buy your merch, and because that does put money in your pocket, right? Those ticket sales, all that. So
Yeah.
I can see both sides of it, but like I just kind of feel like that was super, super shitty of her.
I think Two, also, we don't know what was taking place in her day. Anything could have taken place before that interaction. And we all have days where we're just maybe we're in a bad mood and we come off worse than we try to. I hope you guys can hear me. Can you hear all that in the background?
Yeah, but I can still hear you.
Yeah, okay, good. Sorry, my neighbor just decided to get a tree cut down apparently on my time. So
Rude.
yeah, they're out here grinding logs and shit. Don't they haul that shit somewhere and grind them up later on? I mean, come on. Anyways, they're quite loud and I'm very irritated. So, but yeah, just like that. Maybe someone was grinding a fucking log on her way there. You know what I'm saying? And now she's in a bad mood. She don't want to take no picture. But also too, here's the thing. This is why if I and I have been in situations where I've seen famous people out and about. I don't even ask. I'm just like, I'm the person that I don't ask for stuff like that just because I don't care. And I know that there's a lot of people that do care and do want that opportunity, but you also have to, I don't know, expect that they're a human and they might, have the reaction that she ended up getting. And
I
I
get
don't
that
know.
too. And also, though, and this is something that I try to live by all the time, is even if you are having a shitty day, that doesn't mean you get to be shitty to somebody else just because something bad happened to you. It happens. We are human. And like you said, maybe she didn't realize that she came off the way she did, or maybe she didn't come off bad, but since she was such an idol, or, since she really wanted, she was excited to see this person. And maybe no matter how she said it, it would have rubbed her the wrong way. But, if it did go down like that, then just because you're in a bad mood doesn't mean you can be like rude. And I don't even know if I can call this rude, but it was just the way my husband said it to me. I was like, instantly I had a stank face, like, ugh. Like, you just don't treat people like that. Like I said, a picture is 5 seconds. But everybody doesn't think like me. Maybe if I'm busy and I'm relaxing, no, I'm not going to take a picture with you. Period, point blank. But also on the same token, like, don't get mad when you say that your fan base isn't there, or that you don't have the same support that the NBA has, right? I mean, it's a part of your job, like being a celebrity, interacting with the crowd, with the fans that comes along with it. You kind of sign up for that, like you hear about these horror stories about these actors and actresses who are not like fan friendly, like, oh, she's a like Ellen DeGeneres, like people say that she's like the worst thing ever on TV. She appears to be one thing, but working for her or being with her is a whole other story. You kind of don't want that reputation either.
Well, and that's why I think it's always wise to not put so much stake into what these celebrities and stars appear to be when you see them on television because you don't know who they are actually in person, and you're expecting to get a reaction based off of an image that you are seeing. You don't
Yeah.
really know who that person is. So now you
Yeah.
know.
Now you know. That sucks. What a bad experience, though, for that to be like your person and then they
Yeah.
blow you off like that. That's got to hurt your feelings no matter the sitch. Anywho,
That's
what's up,
why I'm
friend?
my own person. Me, myself, and I. Be your own person, girl. You are gonna just do yourself right every time.
Oh, Lord, sweet
You're
baby
never gonna let
Jesus.
yourself down.
Sweet baby Jesus. That's my friend, y'all.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving is coming up and Halloween is completely over with. I'm so glad
Amen.
I didn't even care about Halloween this year. I was pretty much a not participant. My kid wasn't home. I didn't hand out candy and it was great.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving's coming up and this year's going to look a little different for our family. So if people remember from I've talked before about my grandfather passing away. And so my grandma's just alone with my uncle who's special needs. But we have got some family that hasn't been together in a very long time. So my grandma's daughter, my aunt, and her husband, we don't get together as often as we should. And then their daughter, my cousin, and she's got, let's see, one, two, three, four kids. Her and I haven't spoken so long that her kids don't even know me, really.
Wow.
So, but with everything happening, we have reconnected. We've reconnected, we've had good conversation, and we're just kind of ready to be family again. I guess sometimes death makes people think about things that don't really seem to be a priority to them at the time. So it's a really good thing. So this year, we decided for Thanksgiving that my aunt and uncle and my cousin and her kids and me and my family are all going to go down to my grandma's because my grandma has never had all of us with our children since we've been adults in the house at once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, ever. And me and my cousin are going to do all the cooking.
Oh, great.
And we're just going to have Thanksgiving with her and our kids, and
Does
I
she
think
drink wine?
my cousin, she doesn't drink. She
So
doesn't drink.
she gonna meet a whole other cousin Nicole?
My cousin, she knows how I
Okay.
drink.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, yeah, I didn't know, I didn't think you were
I
picking up
mean,
what I
I've
was
been
putting
drinking
down.
since I was like, what,
12.
16. So she. I was trying to give myself a little credit here, okay?
I
Just
know the
opening your
real you,
dad's
y'all.
beer and refilling it with water before he gets home at 12 doesn't count as actual drinking, okay? Those were just moments in time. So anyways, so I just was thinking about that and all the different ways that sometimes families have to share Thanksgiving. Do you guys share Thanksgiving? I know your mom is out of town a lot. Sometimes she's
Yeah,
in
she
town,
lives out
sometimes
of
she isn't.
town. Yeah. So in my married life, we mostly do holidays with his family just because, like, I have a lot of family here, but not intermediate. So, like, my dad does live here, so he spends every holiday with us. He just lives alone in an apartment, so he always comes to our house and spends the night and, hangs out here. Yeah, my mom lives in Arizona. But my husband is very close to like his sister and brother-in-law, and then they have kids that are the same age as my kids, so it's all a nice blended family. My in-laws, we're all very close. So as far we kind of have traditions that we do. We always do them with his family and then my dad. And then neither of my siblings live here in Nebraska, so they're never included, but we kind of switch which house we do it at between my in-laws and then like my sibling in-laws and then my parent in-laws. We always switch and do it. But yeah, but we always do it together no matter where we do it. And then no matter what, whether it's here or not, I always cook us like our home complete meal, like the turkey, whatever other meats my husband wants. Pause for those of you who are listening and understand that reference. The sides, our particular sides that we like, I'll make his favorites, my daughter's favorites, the things that I'm used to having. And then we travel or I'll still do my normal spread and then people bring their stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, holidays get hard because, like, we have my mom's side of the family, my dad's side of the family, my husband's side of the family, and we're all here, like, local. So we have to alternate every year, and every year there's always someone that we just don't spend the holiday with at all. That's what gets hard.
I'm in a completely different boat. It's the same every year. It's just where are we doing it? And it's the same for Christmas. We do a Christmas rotation too. And what's really cool about my husband's family is they always do, like, they spend the night with each other for Christmas and, like, wake up together. So if it's like our year to host, then they'll all bring their gifts over and put them under our tree. And, like, literally, our whole living room will be full of presents because it's like 10 people who are opening presents. Everybody, we hang out all night, wake up, do the gift exchange, open up gifts, all of that. But we just, whoever hosts is, that's where we land. So that's cool. Other than that, it's all the same. And I'm also seeing that, like, as you get older, as we get older and the kids get older, things change too, with like gifts and, time spent in what we're doing. It's just things are changing every single year. Yeah. Kind of cool.
So, tonight, my mom and I are gonna go see a new movie that I think is gonna be so interesting. I can't wait to talk about it after we see it. I don't know if you've heard about it. So it's kind of more like a documentary, but it's at the movie theater, and it's called Life After Death. So it is about people who have had near-death experiences. Or, I mean, pretty much have died and come back to life. What do you think about that?
Like, do I
Does that
think it's a
interest
thing?
you?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for when before we moved into this house, like right before we moved into this house and we lived in our last house, my dad was living with us for a little bit and he had this very traumatic, like, heart thing where his heart just stopped. And it wasn't considered a heart attack or anything. They still really don't have a name for, they're calling it a cardiac event, where his heart actually stopped 3 times. They didn't think he was going to make it. None of us did. And it was like right in my house. And my husband did CPR and it was the craziest thing ever. And so they basically said, like, he died 3 times and he's back, obviously, and he's doing better than ever. Just talked to him a few minutes ago. But he has no recollection of it, like zero. He remembers getting up and then he remembers waking up in the hospital. And I remember for like, he was in the hospital for maybe a week or so. And every day, like, it was like something wasn't computing in his brain. Every day he'd be like, why am I here? What happened? And I'd have to tell him, like, my husband saved your life. You collapsed, you were gone, blah, blah, blah. And he just, now he knows the story, but like at first it wasn't computing at all. He didn't get it. So I do believe it. Well, I say all that to say, like, I started reading books and stuff because it was a very traumatic event for me and my kid, for all three of us, me, my kid, and my husband, because we watched the whole thing happen. And I had a really hard time, like, not being scared and like, is he gonna die, or what would have happened if he did die? So I started reading all of these books about these near-death experiences and stuff. And to answer your question, yes, I do believe it. I don't believe everybody experiences it, obviously, like most things, but I do think that it's a thing. And it's crazy to hear all of these, or to read all of these different accounts of it happening, and like, only there are only a few similarities. Obviously, everybody's situation is a little different, but I do believe it. Like I said, because of what happened to my dad, I did a lot of, like, I was trying to like soothe myself or to give myself more information so that if he were to pass or with what happened, it was kind of like my therapy to figure out, like, would he be okay? Is he going to be okay? What would happen if he did pass? You know what I mean? Type of thing. So yeah, I do. What do you think?
I'm really interested to watch it, just because we've lost so many people within the last 6 years. I mean, so many. And so many in very traumatic ways, and so many very close to us, and that were young. I mean, not anybody who had actually lived a full life. I mean, a couple of them, but so I am interested to see it. I don't know of anyone personally that's had a near-death experience, but I know that, I've known a couple of hospice nurses that talk about stuff that happens when people pass away, and I've seen some things for myself. And after my dad passed, after my uncle passed, I've had very like strange things happen that are just like not in my head and not normal, like for real weird stuff. And so I just think it'll be interesting to watch and see. And it does kind of give you that, that peace of mind. Like we all Like, not we all, but anybody who believes in God or does have some sort of religion, believes that there's somewhere we go after, you know, this life. And it's either going to be good or bad, depending on how you lived or, you know, if that's your belief. That's my belief. But I don't know, just to hear somebody talk about it that has had the experience makes it feel a little bit better too. And some of the stuff that's happened to me and that I've experienced is like, okay, this is like creepy, like, you know, like I for
so
real
yours
know.
Is more of not really near death experiences, but more of like what happens in the aftermath of death type of thing, right?
Right.
Yeah. I did on my other podcast, I did a reading with this lady named Julie.
I
She has a
listened to it.
podcast. Yeah. And it's insane. I'd never met this woman like beforehand. We hopped on the call just like this. We didn't even see each other. We were just on a call. And she did the episode with me. I was introduced to her from another podcast friend, and because she went through the same thing. And she was like, I just wanted to interview her, like about what she does, what she sees, how she learned it, all that stuff. And then she, you know, kind of stopped and was like, there's somebody coming through. It happened to be my grandmother. And then my cousin, who I lost, you know, a long time ago. And it was just, it was insane. And she talks about that a lot, like crossing over or still being here on this plane type of thing. And it was just, I like to still listen to that because I was so like in a zone about like my grandma and my cousin that I didn't really catch a lot of what of the other stuff that we were talking about or that she was talking about. So it's really interesting to me. I have kind of a hard time sometimes believing that kind of stuff when it's somebody like when I'm watching Long Island Medium or, you know, those different shows like that. But it's so real for those people. And then now having experienced it on my own, it's just, it's cool. It's different. It's amazing if somebody, if you do meet somebody who is legit and find somebody, would you were interested in actually talking to her or somebody? Were you?
Yeah,
But this was around the time that your father passed, right?
Yeah, I was going to say we should have her on here sometime.
Yeah, I'll reach out to her.
I'd be interested to just
Yeah.
see or hear or whatever. But
Yeah, I'll reach out to her. I haven't talked to her in a very long time, so yeah.
So we're going to go see that movie tonight, and I'll have to.
Yeah, let me know what you think.
I'll let you know what I think or how it is.
How long is it?
I don't know. We're going to go to happy hour first, so.
Oh, well, good Lord.
It'll be a great time. So yeah, I also wanted to bring up, I don't know if you heard about this in the news. I kind of looked at it today because my husband actually talked to me about it last night. I know like sometimes we talk about sports and we already kind of did. But did you hear that in England over the weekend, a hockey player was killed during a game?
No, how?
Yes. So a player on the opposite team's ice skate went across his neck and split his throat open. And he
Stop it
died
right
before
now.
He could do anything.
What?
So now they're going to make mandatory neck guards for hockey players. This freak accident has never happened before. It is under investigation to make sure that it was just an accident, because apparently the hockey players that skate went across his neck has been in trouble numerous times for unsportsmanlike conduct in games.
Wow.
So I'm hoping that it was an accident, because if not, that would be terrible
So
for the family.
The skate accidentally flew off?
No, well, it didn't flew off. It just went across his neck. I don't know
I
if
mean, but
maybe
like, where was the
down
skate? Oh,
on the
like,
player's foot. He was still
that's
wearing
what I'm
it.
saying. So, right. So that's what I mean. Like, he was doing something and it flew off his foot, right?
No, his foot just went into the dude's neck. So I don't know exactly.
Oh,
Like, I don't know if the
gotcha.
Dude was a goalie and went down to like block something and then like fell into each other, or it was like a kick or something that shouldn't have happened. I don't know
Yeah, that is
exactly.
not how I pictured it in my head. I pictured
Yeah,
it.
no. I
They
don't know
were both
exactly
on
how it
the
took place.
on the rink or whatever, and did some kick or something, and his skate flew off, and that's how I pictured it in my head. So I'm glad I
To
got
my
clear
knowledge, it
pictures.
did not come off of his foot at all.
I was like, don't you have to lace those like all the way up to your knees or something? That's why I was like, wait, what? Okay,
Yeah,
I'm with you.
that's why there's
Wow,
this
that's
whole
crazy.
investigation. Yeah, and so sometimes I hear, like, being in the sports world and having, family and friends who have young kids that are they're trying to get them into sports and trying to decide what's right for them, and so many people saying, oh, well, I don't want football because that's too dangerous, or this, or I don't want that because it's too dangerous. Literally, any freak accident can happen in any sport. And yes, some sports have a higher risk than others, but just because you put your kid in a sport that you feel is going to be safe, it's not all the way safe proof. Last fall, or no, spring. Is it spring or fall? Last year. My husband is a basketball coach for a high school, and one of his players also plays baseball. And he had a baseball game, which we don't think of life-threatening injuries in baseball. He was in the game, and he was an outfielder, and the ball was coming, and he was running up to catch the ball. So he's looking up at the ball, not looking anywhere else around him. So is another kid, and they collided. And when they collided, their heads smacked together. And the force was so strong, one kid ended up being okay, but the other kid, which was the basketball player for my husband, ended up in the ICU in a coma, life-threatening injuries, brain damage. He was in the hospital for months. He has since been released. He's doing everything he can for recovery, but may never ever play sports again.
Good
So
Lord.
it's just like scary because, like, literally anything in any sport can happen.
That's
So,
horrible. That's so
isn't it scary?
scary. Yeah,
It is
it
scary.
is.
And my daughter's only 12, and she's already
It's
broken
got
her
an
wrist.
injury every 5 seconds, this girl.
She broke her wrist sliding into second base in softball, and she dislocated her kneecap in a basketball game last year.
Didn't she
So,
just do something too?
yes, she sprained her forearm in a basketball clinic,
Oh, God.
and she played through it and toughed it out and just put a brace on afterwards for a whole week and still played great. So
That's who she is. She a beast out here.
took a lot of ibuprofen and wore a brace and iced it at night, but she's good now. So
Good.
she has to play in a knee brace for 2 years so that her kneecap doesn't dislocate again while she's playing, hopefully. I say hopefully because it can happen. My husband has a boy on his team and his kneecap dislocates. He had the same injury as my daughter, and his kneecap dislocates even with his brace on. It's already happened 3 times within the last year and a half at school after
Oh
the
no.
original. So he really needs to get surgery so he can
Yeah.
get that taken care of because it's not going to stop for him. So
Right.
you got anything else you want to talk about? Because I got some post secrets if you don't.
I got a couple little things, little pop culture things.
Let's do
First,
it.
Rest in Heaven, Chandler Bing, Matthew Perry
Yeah.
from Friends. That's a show that I was really into like when it came out, but
Yeah.
it really hasn't aged well a lot. Like it's kind of like cringe watch now. I still enjoy it, but a lot of stuff is just not socially acceptable anymore. But it's still a really good show. Like I really enjoyed it. Loved the characters. Loved his character. A fella who's been through a lot, struggled with addiction, depression, all of those things. It's just so sad. Really broke my heart when I read the news. And so he died so far by drowning, but they did ask for like an additional autopsy to see what really happened, because there's a possibility that, he, what do they say now, unalived himself. So or we just don't know. So they're looking for more. So I just wanted to just say that I was sad to hear about that. Also in news, so the news itself I don't really care about, but I just want to see what your thoughts are on the fella, and feel like I already know what you're going to say, but still. So
Okay.
Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz are engaged. Like, that's
Okay.
great. The only thing I really know about either one of them is Channing Tatum, everybody thinks he's the hottest thing ever. And then Zoe is Denise Huxtable's daughter. So that's
Right.
all I know about them.
That's all I
And
know.
Lenny Kravitz, they share the Zoe. Well, she's very, very, very pretty girl. Anywho, everybody's in an uproar. Oh, great. Channing's getting married, blah, blah, blah. He's off the market. I don't get it. I don't get the Channing Tatum is so hot thing. His eyes are way too close together for me. I just don't see why people think he is sexy. What about you? Do you know who Channing
Oh,
Tatum is?
I know who he is, but I don't see it either. I could care less about some Channing Tatum. He does
Yeah,
nothing for
same.
me.
Zero things for me. The Magic Mike, but like, I don't even think I've ever seen Magic Mike. I've seen clips because
No
it's always
desire.
on. Yeah, I don't care. Like, oh, a white guy who can dance. Awesome. Don't
Yeah,
even care.
and male strippers have never been like hot to me. I've always thought they were
Never.
the biggest cornballs on the fucking
Yeah,
planet. And
just don't
half of
care.
them don't even like women. So
Is that a fact? I didn't know that.
that's a fact. Yeah. I mean, not
Really?
every single one of them, but most of them, there's a lot of them that don't. Or they like both,
Huh.
whatever.
I
Whatever
didn't know
trips your
that.
trigger, but
Whatever what?
whatever trips your trigger.
That's funny. So that's
Yeah.
all I had, just those two things. I just wanted to just see what your thoughts were. I figured you weren't a Channing Tatum. That's his name, right? Yeah, Channing Tatum lover. Me
No, my
either.
thoughts on Channing Tatum are that I don't think about Channing Tatum.
Amen, girl. Same. And same with Zoe. Bless her heart. I mean, like, it's not that I don't care about these people, but I don't care about these people. And congrats to you. Hopefully you stay married. Hopefully you get married and then stay married. So,
Right? We
mazel.
shall see. We shall see.
All right, hit me with these post secrets.
All right. This one's so funny. Okay. When I ran out of wine, I went to my church at night and
Is this
stole a bottle.
yours?
No. Honey,
You
don't
drink
run out
wine and
of
you
wine.
go to church.
I don't run out of wine, okay? When I ran out of wine, I went to my church at night and stole a bottle of wine. I had the key as a volunteer in Sunday school. 5 years ago, I stopped drinking. Shortly afterwards, I handed the key back in and I organize other activities now. Well, that's great. I'm glad you organize other activities now. But can we just talk about the fact that you're not just stealing wine, you're stealing wine from the church?
Church has wine, like real wine.
Our church does communion. You don't do communion with real wine?
No, it's grape juice.
Oh, we do real wine, honey. We do not play.
So what is it? Is it like a nice Merlot? Is it a Chardonnay? Or no, Chardonnay is white. Is it a
It depends on the
Pinot?
church. My church growing up when I was a kid, it was red wine, and the church where we go now, it's rosé.
What? And the kids
Yeah.
take communion?
Yep, every single Sunday.
I got mad thoughts about that, friend. So
Yeah.
we just like, here, 4-year-old, take some of this wine for communion.
I mean, not 4-year-olds.
I
Kids
mean,
like
so
sixth
21
grade
and
and up.
up?
No, sixth grade and up usually. Maybe
I
fourth,
have
fifth grade.
never, maybe I'm the asshole. Maybe I've never, am I the only one who has never heard of that? Real wine?
Probably.
Wow,
Yeah.
I need
I've
to
been drinking
know.
wine in church since I
Well,
can
that's what
remember.
the problem is. You've been drinking it since you were 2 years old.
I ain't
That's
stealing
why
it
you go
though.
to church.
I ain't stealing it though.
Yo, my mind is blown. I had no idea that that was real wine at
Really?
some people's churches. Yeah, it's definitely not at
It's
ours.
this big. I mean, it's not even enough to
Doesn't
fill a.
matter. It's
Oh, girl.
alcohol.
It is Jesus juice. And let
No,
me
it's
tell you something
not.
about our Lord and Savior. He turned water into wine. Okay. So it's okay to drink.
Not when you're 2 and a half taking communion,
If you were
friend.
two and a half in Germany, no one would care. You'd have it with dinner.
I got a problem with that too. But that's why I'm in the grand old US of A, I guess. That's funny.
You
And that does, I wonder if I'll, hopefully I'll remember this question. Ask me about drinking at a resort in another country after we talk about this, okay?
Okay.
Remember that. Anyway, in regard to this post secret, first of all, shame of you, shame on you for stealing from the church, even if it is real wine and not Welch's grape juice. Like, don't
Right.
steal anything from the church. I mean, that's ballsy.
That's
That is
crazy.
ballsy. And
Yeah.
yeah, you should probably, you're not trusted to do anything. You were out
And
of wine. So your first thought, instead of let me go buy a $3 bottle of Barefoot, let me go to this church, use my key, take the wine, and go home and live my best life. What? That is a special kind of person. You need all the Jesus and no keys to the church, and shame on you. You sh shame, you're fired.
Keep in mind, this is a Sunday school teacher at that.
See, that's
So
why we
this
can't
whole
trust
thing,
these teachers
guiding
a lot
your
of times.
children in
Right. Probably drunk.
the
Probably drunk. And probably said the same thing you did. Jesus turned water into wine. It's
Well, I
fine.
mean, he did, but I would never steal his wine.
I mean, can
Well,
you?
I would never steal anybody's wine, but.
Wow. That's insane to me. That
I
That's
thought it was a good
crazy.
one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Well, we are so glad that that person is no longer drinking, and hopefully they are making better decisions today.
Hopefully you repent every single day. Okay, before we go to the next one, it kind of goes along with this kind of sort of not really, but I was in Mexico a little while ago with some friends, and we were, we just went as couples, right? And but they said, "Oh, it'd be so fun for us to plan like our kids coming too." And I was like, "Oh yeah, my kids been wanting to, go to a beach resort, blah blah blah. Yeah, that'd be fun." And she said, "Well, would you let your kid drink since the drinking age is different here?" And I was like, "Absolutely not." And she goes, "Oh, really? I would." And I was like, "You would?" She was like, "Yeah, we're in a whole other country and it's legal here." And you're all like, "Yeah." Like,
Yeah, I would.
never, never. And it's funny because out of us four parents, she was the only one who said, "Yeah." The husband was like,
Who is
"No, I don't know
she at?
about
Girl,
that."
invite me, and me and my kids will come and just have a big old drunk fest with you.
No, there is no way. There is no way
Girl.
I would let my allow my kid. No.
Yeah, I would.
No.
Well, I mean, how old are we talking though? Like, if my kid is like a any like 17 and up, and we're at a different country, and she can drink, then yeah, I'm cool with that. I mean, because you know what? 9 times out of 10, she's doing it at her friend's house when you ain't there anyway.
I don't, I'm not gonna, just because you're probably doing it somewhere else doesn't mean you can sit here and do it with me. Like, no, I don't roll that way.
I get
But
that, but I
like,
mean,
if the drinking age is 21 and you're 20, I can get with that. But if you're 17, 18, and it's not close enough to 21 for me. I can't,
right. Our
I
rule
can't, I'm
isn't
not that
21
mom.
because that's a life rule, though. Our rule is 21 because that's our country's rule. I mean,
Right,
I'm
right.
not saying sit there and get hammered with your kid, but if your kid wants to have a glass of wine with dinner and they're able to in that country, I would let them. I mean, my oldest is 22 years old. I've never actively gotten drunk with her, but I will drink with her. We'll go to happy hour, or she'll have wine at my house for dinner. But it's not like, even though she's of age, I'm still not going to sit there and get hammered with her or go party with her, you know? But I wouldn't, I'm not saying like let them do shots and get all wasted, but I would let them have a drink or two in a different country if they were old enough.
Yeah, not me. It's just, I can't
Yeah.
wait until you're like, with your situation with her being 22, like I don't see anything wrong with that. And I probably would get drunk. Like if my kid was like a drinker and she likes to have several drinks and we're drinking together, then I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm not about to be in the club with her, but if we're
Right. That's what I mean.
drinking, then yeah, then
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that. But it's just something about her not being of age. Yeah, I don't care if it is a different country. Maybe it's because I have it set in my mind that 21 is like where you're adult enough, to legally have drinks. I'm not going to have my 17-year-old because that's the age that she would be in, at next
Right.
year. And then she said, well, do you think, like, let's just name the kids Donna and Laura, right? So Donna's my kid and Laura's their kid. And she says, well, I'm going to let Laura have a drink. Donna's not going to be upset about that. It's like, I don't care. Like, I'm still the parent. And I'm sure I paid for this trip too. You know what I mean? Like, if Laura wants to
Right.
have a drink and y'all do y'all thing, then that's fine. But not Donna. At least not while I don't want to know about it. Like you said, she could be doing stuff at her friend's house or whatever, but like, I'm not going to condone it. Like, yeah, let's go grab a drink or something. That's just not me. I mean, like I told her, I was like, you do you. I'm not judging you. It's just that I'm not gonna open that door. 'Cause then at home, is it gonna be like, oh, well, I'm at home. Let me just have one drink. Or now I know what that tastes like. Now I know what that's like. Let's do that, Nah.
Every
Pick your
parent's
battles.
different. I
For
mean, and
sure.
you got to do what's right for your kid and what you think is okay. And I don't think actively like letting children drink in your home and get wasted underage or anything like that is appropriate. No. So I don't agree with that. But yeah. If I was in another country and it was drinks, yeah, you could have a couple. You're not going to sit here and get drunk, though.
What are
Yeah.
they, especially if it's their first drink?
Depending on what they drink, I mean, they're not going to get drunk off of, something. If you let them have like a
And see
seltzer or something.
adults get drunk off of one margarita, two seltzers, like it's just you never know.
Yeah.
Anywho, what's next?
Yeah. Oh, let me pull that back up. Sorry, I was looking at blood sugars. Okay, this is another funny one. I spent thousands of dollars on a boob job for a guy I was having an affair with. His wife found out and made him cut me off and change his phone number before I even got the chance to show him. Ass get.
So what,
And
she's mad that she
that's
didn't get to
your
show
own
him?
fault. Yeah. She didn't get
Even
to
know what
show
to
him.
say.
First of all, that's your own fault for messing with a married man.
Word.
Second of all, if you're going to be trifling enough to mess with a married man, it's your own fault for paying for your own boob job. Because you should
Oh,
have
so
had
is
him
that a
on
thing?
to at
He
least
didn't
pay
pay
for
for it yet?
it. No, she said, I spent thousands of dollars on a boob
Oh,
job.
that's right.
For
Okay. I was
him.
thinking that he paid.
For him.
Oh, that.
Yeah, you're an
Okay.
idiot.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
You're dumb.
I thought that was so funny.
That is funny. I can't get past the whole he's married part. So you mad
Right.
because he this whole situation is so stupid.
I didn't even get to show him my bibs. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Your fault, dummy. Now go show those to somebody else,
I'm sure you'll
preferably
find
a
another
single
married man
man.
to show them to.
All
You'll be
right.
just fine. Your investment will
Right.
be worth it, I'm sure.
Yes, that's funny.
Idiot. All right, here's my last one. This was very interesting to me also. My husband took me to a nudist resort just to shock me. I loved it. I now go often and I met my girlfriend there. He is not okay with that either.
So
Enough, that's what
this.
you get.
Right. And this is another thing that kind of goes along with it is you always hear about those couples who do like threesomes or, invite somebody in and then it ruins the relationship because they're A, looking for that excitement or they fall for that other person or they get jealous, like if it's a swinger situation or something like that. Don't do stuff with people and expect life to go back to normal. You know what I mean? Like anything can happen. Like if you are going to open the door to something like that, you gotta, I mean, something else can walk right back through that door and you gotta deal with it. And then you got a decision to make. I mean, this is kind of a little bit different just because they were at a nudist colony, but The fact that she was like, yo, I now got a girlfriend because of this nakedness. That's still messed up though. Like to go get a whole nother partner because you found them at this new. Wow.
Just don't open your marriage up to things that aren't meant for a marriage.
Right,
Nowhere is
right.
it meant for a marriage to go run around with other naked people, share partners.
So we've got a listener who's going to enjoy this. So we went to another country with all these couples, and there was this nudist part of the beach. And most of us couples were like, nope, we're not doing it. But this particular couple did. They were like, I want to experience it. And they went and did it together, and they enjoyed it. It was fine. They did what they had to do. They experienced it. And both were like, yeah, it was cool. It was fine. But like some of us were like, no, I don't want anybody looking at my husband or looking at my, but you know, it was good for them. And so, like, so now I'm thinking, like, what if she was like, oh, I found me a girl, or he was like, oh, you know, like it, I guess it doesn't necessarily mean that something bad is going to happen, especially in this situation, because it is just walking around nude. It's not like you're physically inviting somebody into your relationship, but it does open the door for, like temptation, or, you know, just being attracted to somebody else and sexually. Like, that's what, you know, being nude does. You know what I mean? It's,
It's like a
people say
gateway
it's
drug.
for
Like,
being free. Yeah, like it's being
we're going
about
to do this
being free
little
and
bit
stuff, but it's
here.
really, yes.
And then
So
the
that's
person's
so
like, oh, well,
interesting.
what's the next step? Well, what's the next
Right,
step? Well, that was
right,
fun. Now I
right.
want to do this.
Yeah,
No.
yeah, yeah. No, can't do it. So that's all I can think about is them going and living their best life on the little nudist part.
Yeah.
Because I could never. I don't even
I
want to
don't
look at
know.
myself naked.
A girl, okay? And then outside in the sunlight, no ma'am.
Right.
No ma'am.
We ain't all built like you.
I look my best in the dark with your eyes
Girl,
closed at all
I
times.
look amazing in the dark.
Amazing.
Glasses off
Oh,
the whole nine, okay?
yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
No.
that's funny. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I can't wait to
So.
get a text about this. I'm
I
waiting for
know.
your
Well,
text, girl.
that's all I got. I got, people stealing wine from church and girls getting boob jobs for married men and the women finding love with other women at the nudie beach. So there you
Good
have
stuff.
it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, all right. I guess that is the end of this episode. You please share our podcast, rate, review, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. Join us in the Facebook group. It's usually black and white. And that is all for this week. So we will talk to you next week. Bye, friends.